So another issue in Iran this week, the Iranian government typically blocks access for Iranian citizens to Facebook, to Twitter, to social media sites. And there was, I guess, a computer glitch of some sort that allowed the Iranian public access to these very important social media sites. I mean, we've seen what social media does in other parts of the Middle East in terms of organizing protests and resistance to their governments. And so the Iranian government very, you know, cracking down on social media. But then there was like 2 hours of freedom, social media freedom, before they figured out that there was a problem. So it raises issues of censorship, but also the critical importance of social media in the public life.
Well, you'll remember, Suzette, that this really occurred in 2009 surrounding the Iranian elections that year that were so contentious, the so-called Green Revolution. This is also often called the Twitter Revolution because that was really the first time where we started seeing that Twitter could have an impact. And certainly a couple years later with the Arab Spring, or again, so-called Arab Spring, we saw that in full force. So the Iranian officials were pretty diligent in keeping Facebook and Twitter blocked. There were some ways around it, but there is a kind of cyber security police that goes around warning Iranian citizens not to try to go around that. There's a little bit of unclarity in terms of what did happen on Monday. There are many people that got on social media and were ecstatic that this had happened. They thought this was going to be a long-term deal. The new president there has often mentioned that he will lift some of these restrictions. So whether this was a glitch, which is the official declaration by the government, or whether this was some sort of test.
Like a trial balloon. Let's float it. Let's see what happens for a couple hours. And apparently they weren't satisfied potentially weren't satisfied with the outcome and decided to shut it down.
Right. So we're not sure what this means or what this is going to do going forward. But again, this continues to really show, as you mentioned, the importance of social media, the power of social media, particularly in a part of the world where there isn't a lot of way and means to voice one's opinion.
Well, definitely an interesting story. A couple of stories this week in the international news. And Rebecca, thank you so much for telling us about these stories.
Thank you.